This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It takes time to wind these things down because she's coming under criticism for, you know, why didn't she do this sooner? Why doesn't she just turn off the switch now? She's had time. I mean, I've been covering her for 2.5 years, and well before that, it was clear this was going to be an issue in a presidential run. Why did it take so long?
Well, I don't know that they imagined that things would be blown up in the way they have been. I mean, everybody assumed that because the Clinton Foundation does really good work and because it has been praised and gotten an A through Charity Watch and all of the philanthropic review groups that look at how they spend their money, because Hillary Clinton didn't get one dime from the foundation, neither did Bill Clinton, neither does Chelsea Clinton, that it is purely charitable and does all of this good work. My guess is people assume that that this would be a good thing and not turn out to be the controversy that it has. But what she did say today and what she has said is that they're going to remove any question about any conflict.
Sure, but they were aware. I mean, they were aware of it's. I guess I take issue with that because I know there was an awareness a long time ago that this was going to be an issue.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I didn't have those conversations with them, but I do know she wasn't president at that point. And when she was Secretary of State, as Bill Clinton said this week, when you're Secretary of State, there is an appeal to somebody higher, which, of course, is the president. But when you're president, there's not. And so that's why they're taking these additional steps to make sure that there's not even the appearance of any conflict. And by the way, Brianna, I mean, it is interesting to me and to those of us on this side of things that when they're talking about potential conflicts into the future, why isn't anybody talking about Donald Trump's enterprise and the fact that he's got $160 million in loans to the Bank of China and how that would be wound down?
Or we do talk about that, but I want to talk about the Clinton Foundation.
I get that, but it's an interesting thing because they're making a profit and the Clintons are not making any profit.
But there is this appearance of people making donations with perhaps the expectation, perhaps not, but it's the possibility of trying to curry favors.
Well, that is the former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm. Scott, oh gosh, where do you begin on this stuff? Do you really think Hillary Clinton did not get one dime? I mean, I got to imagine that Peter Schweizer hears this response and is shaking his head and just thinking, how disconnected from reality can Jennifer Granholm, who's a very intelligent woman, how can she be disconnected and then come back and say that it's got an A rating? I mean, I don't know. I mean, if anything, I've heard just the opposite, that only about 10% of the money that they've generated has gone to the cause, supposedly, that they were generating for. 90% has gone back into the Clinton Foundation, maybe because of some accounting hocus pocus. They may not be able to show directly the money's going in there, but I don't see the Clinton Foundation being all that transparent to where you could back up and agree with any kind of veracity or anything that Jennifer Granholm just said.
Well, let's take her at her word then. Let's just pretend that they haven't made any money.
Pretend.
Where do they get their money? What have they done? Because they left when they left office, they didn't have any money. They were in debt.
They were totally broke.
Yes, and now they have a combined net worth of $111 million. So where'd that come from? I know they have about $45 million in the book upfront money for their books, but where's the rest coming from? How does their daughter Chelsea have a $15 million net worth? Where's that coming from if they're not doing anything?
You're exactly. I mean, all this stuff is all very suspicious. And Jennifer Granholm, like I said, she's a very intelligent woman. For her to make this statement, it's like, based on what? I'm not reading anything. I don't have anything that would agree with much of what she had to say here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's exactly where you want to go. You want to get involved in the conversation, by all means, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. His brand new book, Angry White Male, is out, How the Donald Trump Phenomenon is Changing America and What We Can All Do to Save the Middle Class. And it is that kind of call to action, ladies and gentlemen. All hands are required to be on deck here. You know, this didn't happen overnight. This has been a gradual drip-by-drip suffering process that we've been enduring. And now we find ourselves to where 7 out of 10 of us agree that America is on the wrong track. And the voice of reason and the one who is championing the cause on our behalf is Wayne Allen Root, American politician, entrepreneur, TV, radio personality, author, TV producer, political commentator. Wayne, congratulations on the new book. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. I'm here in Hawaii. We just experienced the delivery of our 9th grandchild, our daughter's first, and, you know, we're real excited about Jackson William Will-I-Am Phelps. So he's a gold medal baby.
Congratulations. That's wonderful news, and aloha and mahalo.
You know, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Well, let's talk about the book, because I've got a lot of things to talk to you about, but I want to give you the opportunity. Angry White Male, you have tapped into something and understand, and you've been understanding for quite a while, what's been going on at the grassroots level and why this surge for Donald Trump and how he was able to evacuate 16 very experienced politicians. I mean, this was not, you know, the dregs of the GOP. I mean, you had some talented people here, in stark comparison to what the Democrats provided against Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah, I was the first guy who called it, Bill, back in April of 2015. So, well, almost a year and a half ago, I was writing commentaries about how Donald Trump could be our Bullworth. That was the famous 1998 movie about Warren Beatty as a politician who's suicidal, so he doesn't care what anyone thinks of him, and he just says whatever he wants to say as long as it's raw honesty. He just says it. You know, hey, you look lousy today. No politician says things like that, and it's funny because that's what got him the Republican nomination and beat everyone out, and now it's also the double-edged sword that's got him in trouble quite a few times. And it's just amazing to me that people would rather hear Hillary Clinton lie to them and say, nice day, sir, you look fantastic, when the guy knows he doesn't look fantastic. Donald Trump
exactly.
would go up to you and say, what's the matter with you? And people would say, how rude, how offensive. But he's the one telling the truth. So let me give you an example. So on Friday, the GDP came out, gross domestic product. It's the single most important measurement of an economy. It's everything bought, sold, and made in America, added up, and you tell people how it's going. And it was 1.2% for the second quarter, horrible. They revised it on Friday, 1.1%. They revised it down. Our economy is in a free fall. We're in quicksand. This is a disaster. And not only is the quarter a disaster, but more importantly, for the last 8 years under Barack Obama, this is the 8th year, it's now locked in. We'll be under 3% GDP for the year. There's no chance it'll be above that. That makes him the only president in the history of America since the day we were founded, since 1776, the only president to have 8 straight years of GDP under 3%. On that very day, instead of dealing with the economy, because Democrats have nothing to deal with the economy, they could only make it worse with their horrible policies, Hillary Clinton called Donald Trump a racist and said he's KKK. Because they have nothing else to say. They don't know how to do it. They're in a panic. They cannot make the economy work, so they're going to call you names and smear you. Who would vote for that when your job's on the line, folks? Mm-hmm. Don't you see what these people have done to your jobs, your income, and your assets for the last 8 years? And how about the national debt, which Obama's added more than all the presidents in the history of America combined, as I predicted for the first day, and in the news day and night for a week now? If you were watching, if you're paying attention, Bill, if you're looking at conservative media, not if you're in the mainstream media, constant drumbeat of articles from news media around the country that say Obamacare is exploding. It's
exactly.
A time bomb, and it's exploding. Yeah. And it's going to explode the minute he gets out of office, and it's going to take down the whole country. Every exchange is bankrupt. Every co-op's bankrupt. And here's the telling one. Hawaii and Vermont, tiny little states with tiny population, and you'd never imagine they would go bankrupt. Both their exchanges are bankrupt. So how would it work in giant states like New York and California? The answer is it can't work anywhere.
It's going to be devastating. Exactly. And Wayne, you know, the thing is, sadly, that information probably will not be fully realized and released till after the election. We've seen the direction. We've seen the implosion already started. But the voter is not, you know, the way they're going to experience this is when they go to the doctor and realize they have nothing. They don't have their doctor, they don't have their plan, and the premiums are through the roof.
Well, and they've got, you know, this is Donald Trump's issue. You know, I'm the biggest Donald Trump supporter in the world. You won't find a more fierce defender all over the media than Wayne Allyn Root for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I can't tell the raw truth. Like my hero Donald Trump, I tell the raw truth, even if it hurts Trump's feelings. You got to spend some money, Donald. You got to run ads. And he hasn't run an ad yet. I mean, there was like one last weekend. There were a few ads in a few little remote markets. But for all intents and purposes, Hillary has spent $100 million and Donald Trump has spent zero. And
exactly.
Donald Trump is either dead even or close to dead even in every poll that I think is credible. There's a few that show him 10 down, but they're not credible. They're not likely voters. They called anyone on the phone. The ones that are credible show him dead even within the margin of error, being outspent $100 million to zero. And all that's well and good. But is Donald Trump a genius, or is Donald Trump someone who doesn't have the money he says he does? And we're going to find out after Labor Day. That's coming up in 1 week. Once Labor Day's over, I think Donald is a genius. I think he's brilliant. And I think he's saved all his money, and he's gambled that he wants to spend it all in the last 3 weeks, you know, the last 2 weeks of October and the first week of November. And you're going to see a guy start spending after Labor Day and just triple it once you get to that all-important last three-week period, because he knows what I know, that the reality is elections are determined by those three debates. Everyone will be watching, especially with Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton. It'll be all-time record viewership. Three debates and the last 3 weeks of ads will determine this election one way or the other. And I also believe that Donald Trump cannot win with angry white males, even though I wrote the book, and that's his base.
Yes.
That's the base of Donald Trump. I am an angry white male. But to win, you've got to get minority voters. You've got to go after them, because if he could just get an extra 5% of black and Latino voters and add that together with record-setting angry white males, he wins this election. But he can't win it with only angry white males. So his entire philosophy and strategy from now through November 8th has got to be go after black, go after black, go after black, go after Latino, go after Latino, go after Latino voters. There's no other choice. That's the key to winning the election, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wayne, I've been saying for quite a while, I mean, he's been spending a concerted effort on black America, but he needs to be more aggressive with Latinos. I mean, last time I checked, that number is 2.5 times bigger than black America. Why would he be a bit passive towards Latinos?
I think he was waiting for Wednesday. Wednesday's coming out with his final immigration plan. Let's see what he's got in store. From that point on, he could be very aggressive. If he reforms and comes back just a little bit towards the center and makes it a little bit more palatable to Latinos, I think from that point on, he does well and he goes after Latinos, and I think he succeeds in getting a higher percentage than either McCain or Romney got.
Well, I think that they're definitely in a position, he is definitely in a position, and so are Latinos, to where they can align with Trump. just by virtue of their core cultural values. But he's just got to refine the talking points a bit. Wayne Allyn Root, author of the new book, Angry White Male, is back.
For you to take your medications at the right time of day. Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make your...
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go down, down, down.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Yes,
all about you and for you, America. Bill Martinez here. We're coming at you live 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Wayne Allyn Root is with us. We're talking about his latest book, Angry White Male. Wayne, just a moment. I want to, take a left-hand turn if we can here. A lot of controversy over the weekend. Kaepernick, what is his story?
Well, there's a couple things with Colin Kaepernick. My background before politics was football. I was the number one Vegas odds maker in the world, and still am one of the top sports handicappers in the world. And I know a lot about football as well as politics, and I think this story merges there. And he's just another spoiled athlete. I mean, here's the actual facts of the matter. He's complaining that America mistreats people of color like himself. He has a six-year, $114 million contract with the San Francisco 49ers, including a $12 million signing bonus he's already pocketed, $61 million guaranteed even if he gets cut, and an average annual salary of $19 million. And by the way, he sucks. He's not even any good. He's probably the odds are between slim and none that he'll be chosen as the starting quarterback. Gabbert will be the starting quarterback of the Niners this year, especially after Colin Kaepernick's stupid statement. So he's going to be on the bench as a backup or cut, so they save the rest of his $60 million salary. And here's a guy complaining about America. What a jack, you know what. Go to Cuba, because I'm sure Fidel Castro and Raul Castro know what to do with crybaby complainers, and it won't be give you $114 million. It'll be prison and torture for life. I think the real issue here is how misguided he is, because you're talking about Chicago, where there's 3,000 dead black people on the streets this year so far alone, an all-time record, and they're all killed by other black people. And all that Black Lives Matter and Colin Kaepernick have to talk about is somewhere in America, somehow, somewhere, there's one or two black kids shot by a white policeman that they think happened unfairly, and Colin brought that up in his dissertation, that, those cops are on paid leave while they shot a kid that was murder. Well, you know what? How about the 3,000 dead blacks in Chicago? How many are dead in Detroit? How many are dead in Memphis? How many are dead in Baltimore, killed at the hands of other blacks? There's a black genocide going on in the streets of America, and the only thing that black activists like Black Lives Matter and Colin see is they see one black kid killed by one white cop that may or may not have been a bad shooting. We don't even know. Of course they're on paid leave. You don't know. Are we guilty in America until proven innocent? So it's just ignorance, pure ignorance on his part, and he just ruined his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, as you and I were talking about before, he's put himself toward the exit door of irrelevance.
Because you have every right to say, I'm a black American, and by the way, he's mixed race, abandoned by his black parents, by the way, and adopted at a young age by white parents who raised him as their own and loved him and treated him wonderful. So, it's not like he has a right to say how terrible white America is. White parents were wonderful to him, as many white and black people all over this country are wonderful people. You can't blame one race for all the problems of the world. So, but he has a right, if he wanted to say blacks aren't being treated well in America. Use your soapbox to say that, if you believe that. But what you don't have a right to do is to be against America, against the flag, against the national anthem, because this is the greatest nation in the world history. Go find a better one to black people. There's never been one.
Well, the Supreme Court has said, on the whole issue of freedom of speech, he can do that. But it comes at a cost, because just as much as he's free to do that, the rest of America and those that fought for our freedoms, and I think of my dad, there were three of us in our family that went into the military to support what we believe in, the higher calling of this nation. Are we a perfect people? No, we're human beings. We're flawed. But yet there is something about the flag, I mean, to this day, Wayne, that bothers me immensely. I'm rather irritated when I see, high-paid sports stars move around during the national anthem. It's disrespectful. It bothers me. And now you have somebody trying to make an issue out of this moment in time of where we need to honor this country and a country that's been very good to Colin Kaepernick.
Very good.
As you said.
Angry White Male was written, my new book just came out last week, was written because, in my opinion, I, as a middle-class white kid, and I can't comment on anybody else's life, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever anyone else is, I could only give the testimony of me. As a middle-class white kid, I was raised, Bill, to believe in God, country, family, American exceptionalism, capitalism, personal responsibility, Judeo-Christian values, the Second Amendment, very important, the U.S. Constitution, the police, and the military. Those are the things that I love and I believe in, and the great American middle class, of course, as well. And every one of those is under nonstop attack in this country with Obama as president and Hillary coming up next. Every one of them. And, yes. And this idea that, you know, it's a mistake or it's a coincidence, this guy, Colin Kaepernick's been brainwashed by a school system that people running it hate America, hate God, hate American exceptionalism, don't believe we're exceptional, hate Judeo-Christian values, and they hate the police and the military and the flag and the national anthem. And that's what led to all of this. Doesn't anyone understand we're all under attack? It's a purposeful attack. And by the way, Colin doesn't get it. I'm a white kid, and there is no white privilege. It's the biggest lie ever told. There is rich privilege, and some rich black people and rich Hispanic people, by the way, have had pretty cool lives. Once you have money, you have lots of privilege in this country, and everything's handed to you. I admit that. But if you're a poor white kid or a poor middle-class or working-class kid, trust me, as a son of a butcher, Wayne Root is an SOB, a son of a butcher, there ain't no privilege in this world to be born a middle-class white kid. I never got anything handed to me in my entire life. This is my 11th book, Angry White Male. No one gave me anything, and every one of those books, despite national bestsellers, was rejected by 99 out of 100 publishers that I sent it to, and I had to fight to find the one that would believe in me, and even that took a massive fight. You know, one that would just open the door an inch, and then you have to convince them over weeks and weeks that you know, that they can buy this book, that it's good. I don't know where white privilege is, Bill. I've never seen it in my life.
Well, Wayne, I don't think it's ever happened to you just because you sat down during the national anthem, did it?
No, it's not going to win you any friends doing that. Look, it's just stupid. In life, my single biggest saying, remember I wrote the bestseller, The Power of Relentless, a year ago.
Exactly.
Right. That was a business book. And my saying for that book is spend your life pitching, not pitching. Right?
Yes.
Spend your whole life pitching ideas, selling yourself, and
it's
selling your
ideas,
but never
exactly.
complain and bitch. It doesn't work. So
right.
putting your country down won't work, let alone putting yourself down. It doesn't work. Spitting on your flag and your national anthem doesn't work. You're just going to be considered a loser. He just blew it.
Yep, I agree. Well, Wayne, I wanted to go back regarding Hillary and talking about the debates. Of course, a lot in question about her medical condition. Is she going to be able to handle the pressure?
Well, I'll tell you what, before I get to the medical condition, I want to say one line, because I'm writing the commentary this morning.
Okay.
Every time she calls Donald Trump KKK during the debate or during a speech, I think Donald should come out and say, I'm not KKK, but she's CCC. Clinton crime cartel.
Mm-hmm.
She's a criminal. The Clinton crime cartel. Brander, CCC. For that one, let everyone in America think, when she says KKK, immediately think CCC, Clinton crime cartel, because the Clinton Foundation is a crime cartel. It's organized crime. It's an extortion outfit that steals money at gunpoint from people in return for protection, just like the mafia. You know,
exactly.
I'm a State Department employee. I'm the head of the State Department. I'm going to protect you and give you government contracts if you give me a kickback first at my organization. Clinton crime cartel. As far as your health, it all ties in with your question because, in my opinion, you know, as someone who's studied health his entire life, what makes a person sick, what gives you illness and disease is stress. And there's nothing more stressful than hiding your crimes. Hillary Clinton and Bill have spent a lifetime hiding their crimes. He spent a lifetime hiding what a predator he is, a sexual predator. The two of them spent their lives hiding that they have a fake marriage. Everyone knows they're not really married. Everyone
right.
in the whole world knows that's the biggest non-secret in Washington, D.C. They're not married. They're married in name only. They each go out with other people. Everybody knows that. So when you spend your whole life hiding who you are and what you're doing, it makes you sick.
Yeah. Well, the pressure of the debate and the pressure of this campaign is mounting on her, and more evidence is coming out. Whether or not we'll find out for sure, in Clinton style, they're going to do everything they can to obfuscate and block the truth from us. We know that. Angry White Male, how the Donald Trump phenomenon is changing America and what we can all do to save the middle class. Wayne Allen Root, book available at all the usual places, right, Wayne?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ask your bookstore for it if they don't have it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Fall is approaching and college football season is kicking off. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, you can enjoy the big game day on a small budget with this tip.
My husband and I went to a football school, so fall brings back great memories. As Ole Miss alums, we love tailgating on the weekends with dear friends. to cut down on costs, we create a tailgate potluck to maximize our mealtime savings.
For all of our tailgate festivities, we love to use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first 2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. Now that's a win I can brag about.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Perdee.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Reached Bill Martinez live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I want you to consider the legends of Hollywood, like Gary Cooper, Lana Turner, Bob Hope. You know, they all had it all. Glamour, wealth, fame. But what did they need God for? Well, everything. Mary Claire Kendall, in her book Oasis, Convergence Stories of Hollywood Legends, tells the fascinating life stories of an all-star 12. It's a must-read page-turner, I'm telling you. It is absolutely delightful. You will enjoy it. It will encourage you in your faith. Makes a great present, too. Available on Amazon. We've got Ron Meyer getting ready to come on with us to talk more about Colin Kaepernick, the NFL quarterback, as you probably have seen, most of you, sat during the national anthem. He says he's been doing this throughout, all the exhibition season, but suddenly, the media saw that he had been sitting down and they said, okay, what gives? Well, Ron Meyer is with us right now. Ron, of course, he's an editor. An editor for Red Alert Politics. Ron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this Colin Kaepernick deal. He stays seated. He says he's been doing this throughout the exhibition season. Suddenly people notice that, what gives here? Maybe he's just heading to the door of irrelevance and looking for the exit. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I guess that's it. I think he's trying to make it more awkward for the 49ers to cut him, I guess. I mean, that's really what only sort of makes sense. It's just, it's not like, the African-American community has been struggling, hasn't been struggling with some of these issues for a long time. And for him to now start sitting seems sort of convenient that he tries to become a spokesperson for a movement that he's not really been super associated with, and all of a sudden he's trying to think that this is a way to make himself a hero or something, or to get people mm-hmm. in his camp. Because right. you know what's happened is in 2012 he took the 49ers to the Super Bowl, and since then it's just been one of the most stunning declines in the NFL from a production perspective. And so exactly. he goes out, not only does he sit for the national anthem, but then he says afterwards, it's because, you know, it's because America's oppressive. And he'd also retweeted just a couple days before that the Confederate flag and the American flag are the same thing. And I guess he just forgot that, you know, we had a civil war to decide this, and hundreds of thousands of Americans died, including both black and white Americans, for the freedom, to free people from slavery. And so it's just a little bit actually, I think, unfortunate to the memory of those who died to end slavery in America for him to go exactly. out and say these things.
Well, you know, not only slavery, but you look back at this long history of America. I think of my dad, who fought in World War II, my two other brothers and myself, who, you know, were in, you know, the Vietnam era. My one brother on the front lines in the Army, another brother who was a career Air Force. For me, I was fortunate enough because I was in broadcasting. I ended up doing Good Morning Camp Pendleton during Vietnam. But, you know, that's just our family's history. But how many other families' histories of lost, you know, loved ones who gave up their lives for what Kaepernick enjoys? I mean, are you kidding me? Look at his contract and how much money he makes. And we've been oppressed.
He makes a stunning amount of money, and he talks about oppression. And, you know, we haven't really seen his history of giving to charitable organizations that are helping families in the inner city and children in the inner city. You know, I thought what the most pointed reaction to this was came from the New York Giants running back Rashad Jennings. Now, I'm a Washington Redskins fan, so I usually, you know, will never, ever say anything positive about the Giants, but I will today because what Rashad Jennings went out and said. Now, Rashad Jennings, he went to Liberty University, which your audience might know is probably a right of center school, but he also has said favorable things about Black Lives Matter in the past. But he came out and said, this is a quote from him, "I am a black man who is free to achieve my dreams because I live in America and trust in God." Yes. And he said this along with a statement saying, you know, that he thought Kaepernick was incorrect to do this. Former teammates of Kaepernick had come out against it. New York Giants' whole sideline stood sort of in unison in one line with their hands over their hearts for their preseason game on Saturday, and it didn't seem coincidental at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he said that his teammates supported him, and I said, well, if that was the case, how come they weren't sitting next to you?
Oh, his teammates weren't supporting him. The organization came out and put a statement saying that he's free to do whatever he wants to because of the United States Constitution. And yes, of course that's true. Nobody is saying that the government should make him stand up. No one is arguing that. I'm not arguing that. He has a constitutional right to say and do whatever he wants in the prerogative of free speech. But he represents a private organization. The quarterback is a spokesperson for the team. You can see that. That's why they have press conferences almost every day. Who is it? The head coach and most of the time the quarterback.
Exactly.
For the team to be like, oh, well, you know, we don't really, you know, he represents America. So people know he works for your organization. It's like what I'm saying right now, it's like if it doesn't reflect on Red Alert politics. Of course, what I'm saying right now reflects on Red Alert politics. They pay me to do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit disingenuous for the 49ers to not even say anything like, well, we disagree with them. They didn't even say we disagree with them and want to honor America. They just said that he can say whatever he wants, and that's just shameful.
Well, this is the problem. I mean, we still deal with the reverberations of political correctness, and we can't call things for what they are, and we cannot take a stand without offending somebody and, ushering in, you know, a complicated lawsuit. So everybody's real careful about what they say. You know, they can do this sort of stuff, but in the world of public opinion, I believe the pushback on Kaepernick is going to just be a disaster for him. And, you know, he's become irrelevant because when you look at others that have done this, you know, raised their hands and, you know, even though it was a false narrative about, you know, coming through the tunnel of a football game, raising their hands and, you know, don't shoot, hands up, and, other, Olympians who raised their fist in solidarity against racism and that sort of thing. You know, I ask where they are today and how relevant have they become? Did they go on and really take a stand and do something about it. You know, I haven't seen a lot done in the interest of racism by sitting down. You know, Colin, as you say, has to get involved in the body politic and go be a force out where it matters. Because when it comes to, you know, our sports, it's an amusement. People are there to be amused. They're not there to deal with, you know, politics, just like entertainers, you know, that want to get on the stage. They're singers. That's what they, people buy their, you know, pay a hefty amount for a ticket to go be entertained. Then all of a sudden you got to hear, you know, some politics coming off the stage. And, you know, I've heard them time and again be booed. And, you know, look what happened with the Dixie Chicks. You know, they wanted to speak out against, you know, George W. Bush. And what price did they pay for that?
Right. Well, it's just, you have to remember when you're in entertainment, it is a business. And the NFL has a, you know, predominantly, you know, it has everyday Americans watching it. And most people in America are pretty proud to be American and are proud overall of what the country has accomplished. Now, we all would recognize that America has not been perfect and that we have had challenges and that we've had to correct these challenges, and racism being number one on that list. Slavery being number one on that list. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's one of those things where people acknowledge that America's not perfect, but we're still proud because of what people have done to sacrifice to get us to where we are today, whether it's World War One, World War Two, the Civil War, all the sacrifice that people made to innovate and create all of the conveniences and things that make us successful and comfortable today. And it's just throwing all that out the window and just saying basically because of let's actually give him the point that maybe a couple officers went too far. Mm-hmm. Just because of a couple officers, or the whole country should be disrespected? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a conversation that needs to continue and be worked out in earnest and in truth. But there are a better place to do it. The football field, I'm sorry, and I think you would agree, Ron, is not the venue.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, Ron Meyer, thank you so much for being with us. He is the Red Alert Politics editor. There it is. The discussion will continue. Let us know your thoughts, Bill, at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, what's your opinion about Colin Kaepernick and other athletes, for that matter, that take these kind of stands and use their privilege and their celebrity to use the wrong church, wrong gospel, and try to match it up? This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 19 before the top of the hour right now.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
August is National Immunization Awareness Month. Parents, this is a reminder for you to take your adolescents and young adults to their healthcare provider to get any recommended vaccines before they head back to school. This includes vaccines to help protect against meningococcal disease, an uncommon but serious bacterial infection that can attack without warning. With the recent cases and outbreaks at colleges and universities in the U.S., it is important that parents talk to their healthcare provider about getting their children vaccinated against meningococcal disease before they go back to school. Dr. Richard Chung, Director of Adolescent Medicine at Duke University.
Two different vaccines are needed to be fully immunized against meningococcal disease, a vaccine that helps protect against groups A, C, W, and Y, and a different vaccine that helps protect against group B, also known as MenB, which accounts for nearly 50% of all U.S. cases of meningococcal disease in 17 to 23-year-olds.
Visit www.stopmenb.com to learn more about MenB and available meningococcal vaccines. This message is sponsored by Pfizer, Inc.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good heps, we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
On New Age, have begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Bob Waloszewski, fresh from Liberia. He is back. Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture. Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website. You can go to PluggedIn.com. Robert, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Happy to be back. Hey, real quick about the Liberia thing, kind of heads up for our listeners. I was invited by Samaritan's Purse, along with several other people in the media, to go over. They have finished they're going to make a few little minor changes, but they've done a documentary that comes out next March about the Ebola crisis in Liberia and Dr. Kemp Brantley, who contracted Ebola and was the first person on our soil to come back with it, and he's now healed. Mm-hmm. Anyways, a fabulous story, a fabulous work. I've been a believer in Samaritan's Purse for years and years, even more so now. And I just, a heads up for our listeners, think when this movie comes out, it's going to be a one-day Fathoms event in March. When it comes, go see it. It's fabulous, so.
Well, tell Franklin Graham next time that I'll go with you. I'll carry your luggage. I mean, I'd love to do that. I believe in Samaritan's Purse and what they're doing.
I was disappointed. I would have liked to have hung out with him for a while.
Yeah, I bet. It would have been good fun. You know, I tell you, I was so honored back in the mid-'80s when Dr. Graham, his father, did a 10-night crusade in Anaheim, California. It was absolutely incredible, and what an honor to work with the Billy Graham evangelistic team, the people that we worked with, and the impact that Dr. Graham made. And to this day, I will forever cherish that time to be around Dr. Graham. I mean, what a man of extraordinary humility, Bob. I have never met anybody
who has lived his life well and without embarrassing the body of Christ. And it's like, thank you, Lord, for giving us godly leaders that we can point to and say, yep, a life well lived looks a lot like that. So, hey, Dr. Graham, by the way, did a crusade in Liberia a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. I believe it was something like 50 years ago, in the 50s. His son Franklin did a crusade, I believe, in 2007, Anyway, somebody gave me the date. I think that's what they told me. They said half a million people showed up for the crusade. Only in Africa can you get those kind of crowds, you know, so.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And all in the name of Jesus. You're not going to do it with a politician. So,
yeah.
You know, the things that really matter. Hey, let's talk about Ben-Hur, can we? What's going on? I mean, this has been quite the disappointment. I see this more as a marketing issue. I'm not sure if you see it this way as I do.
Yeah, it's here's what I see. Number one, I will start out by saying that it's now the second week it's been out. I'm looking at the how films did over the weekend, and I see that it came in number 10. It was number 6 on its debut weekend. Hasn't even quite hit the $20 million mark. It's estimated that the film cost $100 million to make. I know Paramount folks are incredibly disappointed. I know that Mark Burnett and Roma Downing have to be incredibly disappointed, and all those that starred and played a role have to be disappointed, and I'm disappointed for them because I wanted to do much better. But here's a little bit of Bob Olszewski's take on the film. If Paramount had called me and just said, hey, we're thinking, we own the rights for Ben-Hur, you know, we did well in 1959. We're thinking about doing a remake on it. What do you think, Bob? Do you think the film will do well? I would have said, if you can make the film for about $20 million, make it, because I think then you can make a slight profit. But I can tell you for sure, I would not have advised anyone to put $100 million into that story to remake it. It just didn't seem to me, from what I've seen in the success of films, obviously there's surprises that happen where you're like, wow, that one really took off. Didn't think it would, or the opposite.
Right.
But my gut feeling, after I saw it, I said, I like this film. I hope people support it. I just don't know if they're going to, you know.
Right.
And I think that they didn't. And the Olympics were right smack dab when it opened, which probably hurt it a little bit as well.
Well, you know, Ben-Hur came on, and a lot of people didn't know about it, Bob. That's what I'm saying. I think it was a marketing issue.
I think they may
have said, well, we're going to let the churches carry the day on this stuff. We'll let Roma Downey and Mark Burnett's celebrity be the marketing for it. And like you said, there was lots of competition during this period of time when it was released. And, you know, what we're hearing, you know, from the exits, the exit polling on Ben-Hur is that, didn't it get like an A-minus rating? I mean, people liked it that saw it.
Yeah, I've often said that if you took the church I attend, which is about 1,000 people and 3 services on a Sunday, but if I could just line up all 1,000 people in my church, strong evangelical church up in Denver, and just said, now this is the day before the film release, if you could get them all on that Thursday and say, how many of you know that tomorrow the movie Ben-Hur is coming out is a remake? How many, can I see your hands? I'm guessing that because it was advertised on the Olympics, it was a little bit more awareness than if they hadn't advertised during the Olympics, but I'm still thinking it would only be about 8 or 9, 10% of our whole congregation. So that means 90%. That's totally a guess. I have nothing to base this on. It's not scientific. But about 90% of our church probably didn't even know the film was coming out. So you're right. It's a marketing issue. How do you reach the church today with Christian films? I don't know. It's harder than it's ever been. But yet the good side of it is there's more Christian films coming down the pike than ever before, which makes it harder. Because it's harder to get to splash and say, hey, we got one, you know?
Well, you and I are on the same side in terms of we want Christian films to be successful. And we want them to have a fair shot to win. And there are Christians out there that, hey, look, given the alternative, do you want to take your family to go see a Christian film or some R-rated movie?
Or see Suicide Squad, you know, or Sausage Party.
Right.
I mean, what's there for your family? And of course, we always say we want faith-based films to be well done. And no one can accuse Well, I don't think no one. I'm sure there's somebody that says something about it, but really, it was a very, very well done film. So this was not about the art this time. There, no one can say, well, it was kind of cheesy. Nope.
Yes.
Nope. It was well done. The story in its essence, Lew Wallace's book came out in 1880. It's there in a nutshell. It's the essence. It's faster. It's anyways. It's not about the art. It's definitely about the marketing, or it's possibly about the fact that people said, this is the kind of film that I'd like to see, but I'll wait till it comes in Redbox, you know, 3 months down the road. We'll watch it as a family and pop popcorn at home. Is it a compelling film that gets people to the theaters on opening weekend? No, those films seem to be the Suicide Squad, sadly,
right.
$133
exactly.
million. You know, anything that's a superhero movie seems to get people to buy a ticket. Something like a faith-based remake, Ben-Hur, it's not a strong motivator. You don't
exactly.
have to see it opening weekend. It's the kind of film you want to see, but you don't have to be there opening weekend.
Exactly. Well, you know, and to your point about faith-based movies, I will say that I am pleased that they have improved. I mean, the quality production,
yes.
the kind of things that have been going into them, it is phenomenal. I mean, before you'd go in and see a faith movie and you're almost apologizing for being a Christian because, you know, the representation of the King of Kings is less than.
And there's so many of them, and which is a good thing. I say mm-hmm. this year we've had The Masked Saint, we've had Cage No More, we've had Risen, we've had The Young Messiah, we had Miracles from Heaven, we had God's Not Dead 2, we have Greater, which just came out last weekend, we've
exactly.
had Ben-Hur. I didn't do the math there, but I think I just rattled off 8 titles
mm-hmm.
in 8 months.
Yes.
And not, I mean, 7 months, yeah, 8 months. So we've had a faith-based film one a month. That's almost unheard of. And again, it's good news. Mm-hmm. I love it, but it's also harder to make a splash and get the attention of people in the faith community.
Well, Greater, which came out last week, was only in, I think, about 20 cities, 400 theaters. So we're not going to look to it to break into even the top 50. With the limited exposure that it had. But that is an exceptional movie. I really liked it, Bob.
The story is wonderful. You've got it's considered, he is, and I'm talking about Brandon Burlesworth, mm-hmm. who played for the Arkansas Razorbacks. He's, many people say he's the greatest walk-on story of all time.
Yes.
And it's his story, which is it's just a fabulous story. But it's a sad story too, because is people who know the history will know that Brandon died young in a traffic wreck. And I'm not spoiling anything because the film actually opens with
up,
that knowledge.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah. So, so I'm not spoiling. So know that you've got a little sadness, but in spite of the sadness, you're looking at another life well lived by a young man who tried to live by his faith, and he did, and overcome the naysayers that basically told him, give it up, buddy. You're too fat. You're too big.
Yeah.
You're too clumsy. You're not good enough to play
walk-ons aren't going to make it in a Division I team, but he did, and his legacy lives. What a testimony to him and his family as well. We interviewed his brother Marty last week, by the way, Bob.
But
I highly recommend Greater to everybody. Bob Walaszewski, Focus on the Family's media and Plugged In Department Director.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.